This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Texas urges the U.S. Supreme Court to allow the state's six-week abortion ban to remain in place. TSN's Chris Fox reports the state is responding to the U.S. Department of Justice's legal challenge to the new law.
Texas filed a 50-page brief urging the U.S. Supreme Court to leave Senate Bill 8, the Heartbeat Act, in place. The state argued the DOJ doesn't have legal standing to overturn the Texas law because it hasn't suffered any injuries from it. The law bans abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat about 6 weeks into pregnancy. Enforcement is left up to private citizens to file civil suits against those performing or assisting illegal abortions. The U.S. Department of Justice is challenging the constitutionality of the law. Chris Fox, TSN News.
A draft plan to overhaul the electricity market in Texas will be released early next week, but we're already getting hints about what it will include. Peter Lake, who heads the Public Utility Commission, used a meeting this week to lash out at renewables.
It is entirely unacceptable that on these blue sky days that we expect 10,000 megawatts of wind and get 1,500.
He says the electricity market redesign in Texas should steer profits toward power generators that can come online with the flick of a switch. It was just 8 months after millions of Texans lost electricity during a winter storm, killing hundreds across the state. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration thinks both Love Field and DFW International will be ready for the busy holiday season. What's more, Administrator Steve Dixon is not expecting a lack of pilots or flight attendants due to COVID-19 vaccine mandates.
Not specifically the vaccine mandate, but certainly any operational or safety issues that we've all been concerned about throughout the pandemic and even in daily operations to make sure that we don't have undesirable distractions.
Speaking before the House panel, Dixon was aware of the massive backups at Love Field twice this year as Southwest Airlines had to cancel thousands of flights. Dixon blamed it on staffing issues as the airline ramps up service. A Lamar County jury of 9 women and 3 men will decide the fate of a Houston man accused of murder. The trial of Ashton Jacorian Green is slated to begin Monday in 6th District Court. He's accused of killing Roshan Goss in December during a robbery in the 2900 block of Clarksville Street in Paris. 2 key members of the Clarksville City government resigned at this week's city council meeting. Damian Carrasco, who had served as interim city manager and city secretary, is leaving to pursue a position as code enforcement officer. Shirley Bailey, who has been with the city for 15 years, is resigning from the utility department effective March 31st. Fannin County commissioners decided at this week's meeting not to reinstate a ban on outdoor burning. Officials say the heavy morning dew and ample rain recently made the ban unnecessary at this time. Texas A&M University Commerce will continue its storied tradition of honoring our nation's veterans by hosting its 31st annual Veterans Vigil. The event is scheduled for November 12th, and the theme is the Forever Oath. Brigadier General Mike McClendon, retired, is this year's guest speaker for the opening ceremony. McClendon is a 1975 graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy. Governor Abbott has appointed Attorney John Scott to be the new Texas Secretary of State. Scott previously served as Deputy Attorney General for Civil Litigation for then-Attorney General Greg Abbott. He also has 33 years of experience and has presented cases in front of the Supreme Court. The Secretary of State is Chief Election Officer for the state of Texas. A special agent in the U.S. Secret Service testified Thursday in the punishment trial of a former East Texas nurse convicted of killing 4 men by injecting air into their arterial systems. The agent testified that he did a search of the computer of William George Davis and found that he had viewed an online article titled List of Serial Killers by Number of Victims about a month before his arrest in 2018. Davis faces life in prison without parole or death by lethal injection. I'm Dick Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.